You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. Here, I want to say greetings to everyone around the world that's downloading this podcast. This podcast, WGOD Radio, has become quite popular, and people, listeners, believers around the world are downloading this podcast. And from all of us here in Central Florida to all of you around the world, lovers of the Word of God, we say, and I say to you, greetings, God bless, Godspeed. Thanks for taking the time here to get into the Word of God with me and with us here in Florida. You have tuned in today to hear a word from the Lord. And I call this program WGOD. It's my years in radio. The owner, Ray Cassis, will tell you, oh, man, I'd love to own a station with those call letters. Only problem is only one station is allowed to have those call letters, and mine would be WGOD, because I've learned this secret, and I share it with you. And the secret is God is always broadcasting. He's always transmitting. He's not like we are on our AM station, a Class D license. We don't shut down. We shut down at sundown. God doesn't. He's always broadcasting. He doesn't drop power at sundown. He doesn't drop His power 2 hours before sundown. He doesn't drop His power 2 hours after sun up. He's always broadcasting. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The secret is to go where He speaks. That is, in His Word. That's what we do here. That's what we're doing here now. First off, I want to apologize for the last program. I dropped the ball on that. And that's because I confused two people. We're in Acts chapter 13. Even my notes for today's program is wrong. Reading the top page of my notes, I have, we're in chapter 13, the book of Acts. We left off looking at Simon Magus, or Simon the Magi. Now, I've confused this man with the Simon Magus of chapter 8. And we're in chapter 13. We're looking at someone different. This is not Simon Magus. That man was chapter 8. Here, chapter 13, we're looking at an entirely different man here. When we look here in verse 7, we see, let's pick it up here in verse 6. Now, when they had gone through the island unto Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew whose name was Bar-Jesus. Now remember, Bar is Hebrew for son of someone. Simon Bar-Jonah is Simon, obviously, son of Jonah, not John. If your Bible says John, get a new Bible. The correct reading there in John chapter 21 is Simon Bar-Jonah, not John. That's an error in your Bible. If your Bible says John in John chapter 21, your Bible is an error, and I suggest you get a Bible that's not an error. Simon Bar Jonah is his name, his father's name. His father's name wasn't John. That's an error that's got into your Bible because of the manuscript the Bible translators use was faulty. So, Bar Jonah. Now here, Bar Jesus. There was a certain sorcerer or false prophet, a Jew, whose name was Bar Jesus, which was with the deputy of the country, Sergius Paulus, a prudent man, or intelligent, and who called for Barnabas and Saul and desired to hear the word of God. But Elymas, the sorcerer, for so his name is by interpretation, Elymas. Now remember, again, E-L is the prefix for God. E-L as a prefix or A-H as a suffix, like Elijah, Isaiah, words that end in A-H, that's the name of God. Words that start with E-L. Now, Elijah is a double one there. That's got the name of God twice. How appropriate for Elijah. Or Eli, Eli laba sabachthani, E-L, like Bethel, the house of God. Here again, verse 8, Elymas, the sorcerer, for so is his name by interpretation, he withstood them, seeking to turn away this deputy from the faith. Then Saul, who was also called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him and said, "Oh, full of all subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of all righteousness, wilt thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? And now behold," now here comes the curse. Here comes, "these are the signs and wonders that accompanied genuine apostles. All he had to do was speak it, and it happened immediately." This is the kind of stuff that happened with these guys back then. Now he's going to speak it. We're in Acts chapter 13, verse 11. "And now behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thee, and thou shalt be blind, not seeing the sun for a season. And immediately there fell on him a mist and a darkness, and he went about seeking some to lead him by the hand." Sounds like, for all you horror movie fans out there like me, back in times past, sounds like this Night of the Living Dead or Frankenstein or something. Or it sounds like those in Sodom. Remember when the angel, when they were blinded, and they were walking around like Frankenstein with their arms stretched out, seeking for someone to lead them around because they were struck. Here, they were struck by the Apostle Paul. These are the signs of a genuine apostle, and this is what happened here. Funny, too, where he calls them a son of the devil, and there's the word Bar again. Here, it's Bar Diabolos. Maybe it's even a play. I think it is, come to think of it. This is a play on words here. Remember, his name is Bar Jesus, Bar Iesus. Well, Paul turns around and sort of says to him, "No, let's even get Iesus out of your name. Let's replace that with Diabolos." I bet that's what he did here. It's a pun. Don't even attach Jesus to your name. Let's put Diabolos there instead. "Oh, you son of the devil," is what he says to him. "Thou enemy of all righteousness, will you not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord?" Now let's pick it up here, chapter 13, verse 13. "Now when Paul and his company set sail from Paphos, they came to Perga in Pamphylia. And John, departing from them, returned to Jerusalem. But when they departed from Perga, they came to Antioch in Pisidia. And they went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and sat down. And after the reading of the law and the prophets, the rulers of the synagogue sent unto them, saying, 'Ye men and brethren, ye have a word of exhortation for the people? Say on.' Then Paul stood up and, beckoning with his hand, said, 'Men of Israel, ye that fear God, give audience. The God of this people of Israel chose our fathers and exalted the people when they dwelt as strangers in the land of Egypt. And with a high arm he brought them out of it. And about the time of 40 years suffered he their manners in the wilderness. Gotta love it. Gotta love the King James here. God endured their manners for 40 years. Well, I got to be thinking, God's endured my manners for 53 years. Even worse than them, right? Verse 19. Now, when he had destroyed seven nations in the land of Canaan, he divided their land to them by lot. And after that, he gave unto them judges for about the space of 450 years until Samuel the prophet. Verse 21. And afterwards, they desired a king. And God gave unto them Saul, son of Kish, a man of the tribe of Benjamin, by the space of 40 years. Indeed, God gave the Jews exactly what they wanted. They wanted Saul. You know, the Bible says that Saul was the tallest man in all Israel. Sometimes the tallest man, sometimes the best-looking man, sometimes the best-looking woman just won't do. Remember, it's Proverbs 31, too. It says, well, as a matter of fact, let me read that. I love this Proverbs chapter 31. When it starts in verse 10, it says, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Then in verse 30, Proverbs 31:30, it says, favor is deceitful and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. I love that. Read that sometime, the Proverbs chapter 31, Proverbs 31, starting in verse 10. Who indeed, who can find a virtuous woman? Now, we're just about out of time here for today. We'll probably leave it off there, and we'll continue here tomorrow. We're going to start to see Paul's sermon here to this group. We're going to see now the ministry or the teachings of the Apostle Paul starting to be formed here. Paul's going to lay on these people here. Salvation is by grace alone, through faith alone. This is where it's going to start. At least this is the first time we're going to read about it now. In this sermon to these Jews, we're going to see the formulation of Paul's teachings, which we read so much about in the book of Galatians, and especially in the Magna Carta, Paul's Magna Carta, the book of Romans. So we'll pick it up there tomorrow. In the meantime, here coming up this week, I invite you out to Island Community Church Wednesday night, where we are in the gospel. We're in the book of Peter. First Peter will be in chapter 2 this week, Wednesday night, from 6 to about 7:15. Love to see you out. You're listening to WGOD Radio. We'll be back again tomorrow with another broadcast. All truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
Hey, this is Mark Ballmer from Lessons for Living. We hope that you're enjoying the radio program. This is a great radio station, 91.5. We pray that God will help you do life right.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of